I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Oh my god, you guys, what do you think of the new intro? We're back. It has been a long time coming, but I hope you guys are excited as we are.
This rebrand came at the perfect time. Gabby and I were just feeling like we weren't sort of identifying with the podcast as much. It felt less like our brand and who we are as people. We wanted to mature and let the podcast mature with us. So welcome to the new podcast.
So I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're the Fuller sisters. And welcome back to Outgoing
Without Going Out. We think this new name is so much fun and we're so excited just for the brand as a whole. Our Instagram is getting a makeover. We have a new cover. We just think this is so much more us. And as much as we love Chicken Noodle Scoop, do not worry. Like, we are not going anywhere. We are the same people. The podcast is the same, just better.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like we were both just kind of starting to get uninspired because we didn't love it anymore. We just didn't like the direction it was going. I feel like you guys, if you've been along through the whole thing, you kind of saw us and were with us on that journey. There were so many times we were like, oh my God, we're going to do like new things on the podcast. But something always felt like it was holding us back. And I really think it was the name and the brand and like just the whole idea behind the podcast. So I'm very excited for the whole rebrand, what's coming, the new, the everything, out with the old and in with the new. Here we go.
So we wanted to sort of just walk you guys through what the new podcast structure is going to be like. You already heard the new intro song. Everything you will kind of see has a very common theme. We both love the movie Mean Girls. We feel like it's iconic
it
for
is
our
just
generation.
A staple to be a girl in the born in like the 90s, the 2000s, like you grew up and that is what you watched at all times. Every sleepover, like I feel like I've seen that movie a million times.
And when we were thinking of names, we really wanted the podcast to embody us as people. And we think it's so funny because when people meet us, they're probably like, oh, you know, you girls are so like fun. You're always going out.
You probably have so much like fun. You live your life in your 20s, blah, blah, blah.
And you guys know, like, we sit on the couch and watch TV. So we just think this is, like, so fun. And, of course, the new Instagram is going to be shortened. It's not going to be, you know, outgoing without going out. It's probably going to be, at the time we're recording this, I haven't officially changed the name yet. But I think tonight, maybe I'll release that. Maybe, like, outgoing pod. Stay tuned for that. But we're going to have a new email so that you guys can write in for submissions. We're going to have the anonymous submission episode still because you guys love that. We're just excited to grow the brand. We want it to be something that Gabby and I are both proud of and want to promote and want to grow. And for so long, I think it felt more like a chore than something that we were really, like, cultivating as our own, if that makes sense.
I just feel like this has an actual message behind it, where Chicken Noodle Scoop was just kind of like a play on words and like
and
something
we did
fun
love it
for the gossip.
Yeah,
I just feel like the merch, the brand, that everything that can come out of this just embodies such a better meaning and like way more us and actually like has to do with us and like a meaning. And I feel like it's a lot more relatable. Like, if you're the type of people that sit there and probably listen to podcasts on your drive, 90% you're probably like us. You're like the, I'm outgoing when I'm there around my friends and I'm comfortable, but like, I also love a good night staying in and hanging with my pets and just watching some Love Island, watching TV, whatever the case is. So I feel like this is not just new for us, but it's something that's going to bring all of us together and something that we can all relate to on a much better scale.
And it is scary, and we thought about it, and we were like, do we really want to go as far as change the whole name of the podcast?
I almost feel like we're completely starting over.
It does kind of feel like we're starting over, but it feels so good. It feels like I feel so much more inspired and so much more, like, driven to, like, really push behind this podcast and, like, have it actually be what we wanted it to be all along. And not saying we have any regrets. We absolutely love the name Chicken Noodle Scoop. Like,
you live and you learn.
We think it's so fun.
We had nothing better at that time.
The podcast grew with us, and we're now 23 and 25 as of last week for me. So it's just, we want to just real like, and I thought about it and I was like, you know, is it too crazy of us to fully change the name? And everybody's like, you know, you don't have to change the name just to change the style of it. But honestly, like, I say just full send. Like, just go for it. Do what makes you
happy.
I'm
going to be honest. I was nervous to tell you that at first because I was like, she's going to absolutely say no. Like, that's just too much work. There's no way we're going to find a name. And you were actually, like, all for it.
Because for so long, it felt like we were stuck, if that makes sense. Like, the podcast was definitely growing and, like, we were still loving it. But it felt like something was holding us back. And if it just feels so great. So I'm so excited to show you guys what we have in store. But obviously by the time this episode is out, you guys have already seen the name, the cover. So let's walk you through a little bit of the style of this episode. So every week, we are still keeping the same segments. We're going to walk you through our week, what's been, you know, life updates, what's been going on, and we're also going to share a favorite. However, we have some new jingles for this, and this is something I am very, very excited about. So why don't we kick it off with...
I want to call it the Weekly Scoop, but like it's not the Weekly Scoop.
I know. Let us know at the podcast Instagram what you guys think. Do we keep calling it the Weekly Scoop or do we just call it like what's been going on or Weekly Recap? Either way, cue the jingle.
Did you have an awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
Do you guys love it or do you guys love it? I am apologizing right now. If you have not seen Mean Girls, I need you to go ahead and watch that because there's going to be a lot of those references in this podcast now. We just thought something to embody, like, first of all, let me go back. Gabby and I did a TikTok or a reel to this sound when she first got a boyfriend. And we were like, this is so funny because it's so sassy and just like, oh, did you have an awesome time? Like, and I think it's kind of symbolic in the sense that like on the internet, it always looks like people are doing these amazing things. And in reality, like,
especially at that time, because it's not like my relationship was that public. We were just, it was still new. So it was like, I mean, no, we just hung out in my apartment and probably watched movies. Like, we weren't doing anything crazy and extravagant, but she just was so, it was so new and it was so exciting for her that she seemed like, I don't know, she just seemed that sound was so fitting. But in reality, it's not like we were doing anything crazy.
But even now, like, I just think that that goes back to even, like, the name of the podcast. Like, so much on the internet looks like people are doing all these crazy things, and then you sit and, like, really, it's not all what it looks like. So I just think this jingle is so much fun, and I'm so excited for this. But like we said, the old podcast isn't going anywhere. We're still doing our quote-unquote weekly scoop, what we've been up to, and just sort of life updates. So
we're going to go into more of that at the end of the episode, but we still want to just talk about like the rebrand and give you guys a whole bunch of background information on that first. So let's go into the other jingle, which is still our weekly favorite, our flavor of the week, whatever you want to call it. And you guys are absolutely going to love this jingle if you've watched Mean Girls even just once.
I saw Katy Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I bought army pants and flip-flops.
Is your weekly favorite army pants and flip-flops?
Duh. And because we said it, now you guys are going to go out and buy army pants and flip-flops.
We just thought this was so fun because how many times are you listening to a podcast or watching a YouTube video or looking on Instagram and somebody says like, oh my gosh, this product's my favorite right now, and you immediately go and look for it on the internet. So again, this movie is just iconic. So we wanted all of our jingles to sort of go together. Our intro came about because we were like outgoing without going out. And then at one point we were just like, I can't go out. I'm sick. And we were like, wait, we need to put that in the intro.
And it literally is the outgoing without going out. Like, they're such fun people. But even like there's times where you just don't want to go out and you don't know what excuse to use. And you're like, oh, I'm not feeling well. In reality, you should have just said no to the plans to begin with because you probably didn't want to leave your couch.
That's like that girl that does, how you feeling out there tonight? Yeah, I am not feeling good. She did a TikTok where it's like when you make the plans and then when you actually have to go to the plans. Oh, I think I just like stopped breathing there for a second. But so I feel like my mind is going a mile a minute. We've been so excited to tell you guys. People keep asking, when's the podcast coming back? We missed the podcast. Well, we're back. Every week, we're going to keep it on Monday, and that's pretty much it as far as structure, intro, and jingles. So why don't we move on to cover art?
So we actually had a completely different, we had two photo shoots for this. We had a completely different idea from the beginning, and we did not put much thought into this. We just wore like sweatsuits and we were holding empty wine glasses, and we thought that this was going to be the vibe. We wanted to do like the cartoon drawing the way that it used to be on the original cover art for Chicken Noodle Scoop, and it just was not the vibe we wanted at all. So we were like, you know what, let's do some research. Like, what else can we do? Something that actually fits the name and fits us better. And we got, obviously, like for everything, our inspiration from Pinterest, and we decided to go for the very like, I don't even know how to describe it, just
bougie looking hotel vibe,
but like just staying in. So we got the towels, we got the robes, we had like the lips. It was almost like you were getting ready to go out and you decided not to.
Yeah, I don't know, that's a great description. But so like Gabby said, even recreating this, we felt like we really wanted to give it our all. And I think that's something that we weren't doing for so long. It almost felt like we were
just giving it,
like, just doing it to do it. And we really want to do this right. And I have no regrets, like I said. I think if you want to do something and you wait till it's perfect, you'll never start. So I'm so glad we started when we did.
Absolutely.
But it was just time for a rebrand in general. And with the new cover art is coming a new color scheme. We're straying away from like
the
crazy bright teals and going into more neutrals and creating like fun graphics for you guys. I really want to work on creating conversation on the podcast and like having you guys be part of the episodes every week and not just having it be on Mondays we talk about it and then the rest of the week the Instagram is silent. Like, I want us to be more active on the podcast Instagram and growing that and sort of creating a separate brand in a, as a whole.
And like a separate family, like somewhere that we can go and communicate with you guys. You guys can communicate with each other. We're doing polls. We're doing like just conversation starters, not necessarily just about the podcast either. Just like life in general and like a place where like a safe place that you feel like you can go to if you need help. That's a lot of the things with the anonymous, like advice episodes or the story episodes, like somewhere that we can help you guys out, even if you don't feel confident enough to like put your name attached to it. But we just want to create somewhere in like more of an atmosphere and like honestly like a family.
Community. Yeah.
That's what
we want you guys to be able to talk to each other on the podcast Instagram, to make friends, to, you know, relate to other people, because that's ultimately like why we are so candid on the podcast, because we want to just be our full selves. And I think this is the perfect platform for us to do that. And I don't know. We just hope that you guys are excited as we are about this.
Going back to the cover picture, we can't end this segment without giving a huge shout out and a big thank you to the one and only Michelle Fuller, because if you guys don't know, she is a waitress at a restaurant in a hotel. So we came to her with this idea last minute, I think like 2 days in advance, and we were like, all right, mom, for this picture, we want the robes, we need like new towels, we need the bed sheets, we want the little like, what's the word?
Serving tray.
Like room service tray. We were like, what can you get us? She pulled through. Also, shout out to her employees and everyone else that also helped her out for it. But
yeah,
she brought it all. We completely gave Lexi's bedroom a whole makeover. We had a full set. Everything pretty much in the podcast picture was from Mom's hotel. So
we appreciate you, Shelly.
You're the best momager.
She took the pictures for us. She helped with the vision. She told me I look stupid when I look stupid. So
she is the mom in Mean Girls doing the dance.
Oh my gosh, that is her. I got a picture of her behind the scenes. But yes, Shelly, we love you and we appreciate all that you do for us.
She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
So yeah, I like really don't know what else to say about the cover. We're just so excited. With the reason we wanted to keep it the original photo instead of the doodle is just because, again, we just came to the decision like it's time to just mature the podcast, and we want to be very honest with you guys that these episodes might be a bit more real, mature, not as PG, I guess, in a way, just because that's real life.
Like, I mean, we're 23 and 25. Like, we're not PG-13 anymore. Not that we're crazy. You guys know we're not anything.
You guys know we're not crazy. But we just want to be our authentic selves and
almost like big sisters. So we want to talk about the taboo subjects that you don't hear about in many places, whether that's periods, girl talk, sex, just like struggles in your 20s, growing
anxiety,
up,
anxiety, mental health.
Like, yes, just everything that's a lot more of a taboo subject that you guys don't get to, especially if you don't have an older sister, if you don't have that good relationship with your mom or whatever the case is. Like, we want to be that place for you where we can help you through things and just kind of be like a friend, like a best friend, like just hanging out and just getting you through tough situations like that and just being real and talking about real life things.
And also just chatting and being entertaining. I listen to podcasts because I want to laugh. I want to feel like I'm having a conversation with a friend without having to talk. Like, we just want to chat and freaking hang out with you guys. So strap in and get ready for the new podcast, because we are so, so excited. How many times am I going to say that in this episode? All right. So now that we have talked about the new schedule of the podcast episodes, the new intro, the name, the cover, the aesthetic, our goals for the podcast,
I will say, I haven't even talked to you about this. If we have any like up and coming or just new or just something you really love of like graphic designers, I do feel like I still want to up our Instagram a little bit more than what we're capable of. I feel like I am very into Procreate and a lot of things. She uses Canva a lot of the time. But there's certain, maybe even just for like the one post a week when our podcast comes out, so that way you guys aren't overwhelmed with like literally doing every single post. But maybe something a little bit more. If anyone's out there and you've been wanting to try it out or whatever the case is, DM us on the podcast Instagram, because we'd love to get talking about that.
Yeah, definitely. We welcome all the help you guys can provide. Tell us what you like and don't like about this rebrand. We are open ears. So why don't we jump into where the heck we've been the last 2 weeks and what has been going on? Because we've missed you guys too.
I feel like it had to have at least been three, right?
I don't know. It's been a couple weeks and it feels weird not recording for the podcast. So we're so happy to be back. It's been a time. So why don't we recap?
So the last episode we did was the Couples vs. Couples. It was Justin's first podcast, and that meant that Lexi was in Florida. So
I was on a two-week break. My two-week summer break has now unfortunately come to an end, and I am back in school. However, I'm done with boards, and I passed my boards. So I'm not really, like, studying and stressing. It's so nice, even though I have to be at school, to come home and just, like, read or watch TV.
You will technically not have another test for the rest of your life.
That's false. I found out today that we have two classes. It's 7:45 in the morning before clinic, starting in mid-August, and there's quizzes and tests and that. But it's not that I don't care about it, but at this point, like, my residency applications will be in. So it's like,
it's not as detrimental.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you guys know me. I'm still going to try to do well, but I just, I'm past the point. I cannot study anymore. Senior, I'm sorry. I just can't.
You've been in college for 7.5 years, pretty much, right?
Yeah. It'll be 8 full years without a break.
Like, that is crazy to me. I did 4 and I felt like I was going crazy.
Yeah, I am. Well, I am crazy. It's happened. It's not going. It's happened. So, yeah, correct. But anyways, so I was in Florida, and it was a lot of just, like, me and Gabby hanging out and getting stuff done for this podcast. I feel like most of the time, that's what we were doing. It was raining a lot, so we spent our days getting work done on the computer. I've been getting out 2 videos a week. Gabby's been pumping out the YouTube videos, too, and just sort of figuring out, like, where we want to go from here with our social media and podcasts and everything.
I mean, it took almost an entire day to brainstorm this podcast name.
Entire day? I think it took us
4 days. Well, like, when we, like, fully sat down and started writing them, it was, like, within that full day, but yeah. We had other podcast names that were up there were Borderline Boring.
Which I loved, but I didn't want the podcast to be borderline boring. Right. Yeah.
It was more so weird borderline boring. It's like, we're almost fun, but like...
I thought the Virgin Daiquiri was so funny because it's like a fun drink, but there's no alcohol in it.
Right. But it's like, okay, we do sometimes very rarely drink alcohol. We're not virgins. Also, maybe gave the wrong message. What were some of the other ones? Faking It and Making It, just kind of like getting through life and like...
Two-Faced with the Fuller Sisters, because that was another
one. Well, the whole thing is we're similar in a lot of ways. Probably from the outside looking in, you probably think we're similar, but we are also night and day different in a lot of ways. So we wanted kind of something to be, the name to be something like that.
Yin and yang, two sides to us, like an opposite thing. So that's the vibe that we were going for.
So we went through a whole bunch of different names. This was all while Lexi was in Florida. Then we kind of compiled the list down to like 5. I think we sent them to our boyfriends, our mom, and everyone agreed that Outgoing Without Going Out was by far the best one.
And it is longer, so for a while we were like, do we really want to do that? But it's easy to shorten it to just the Outgoing Pod or like Outgoing Podcast and still or having like, the rest of it.
What is Outgoing Without Going Out?
Yeah, O-W-G-O.
I'll go.
So yeah, I was in Florida. Sean was busy with his class, but it was nice to be able to see him. And we went to Naples for 4th of July weekend. I'll get more into that specifically in a minute, but just sort of decompressing. I spent a lot of time reading. I can tell you guys about the books I've been reading. Anyone else out there who likes to read, because Gabby does not, I have some awesome book recommendations. So,
but it was just a mix of like trying to get little work stuff done, but then also just relaxing because she never gets a break. And obviously she doesn't get to see Sean on a daily basis. So just like enjoying all the company that she possibly can with him. And it was a fun time having Justin and Sean together and like all of us. Obviously that was the first time that's happened. Me, Justin, and Sean have had plenty of quality time, but that was the first time that you were there with us all. So
making dinner for everyone every night. I feel like I made dinner literally every night.
Because Sean would be at school and then we would be at the gym. So you would be the only one home doing nothing.
So I made dinner.
She made dinner quite often.
Did the dishes.
So then while she was there, it was also finally started practices. Well, okay, so before Double O started practices, we took an Orange Theory class because I felt so gross. I just am so used to being so active, and I just feel like I haven't, like, had a good sweat. My body really hasn't been, like, worked out that often, and I was over it. So we booked an Orange Theory class. First of all, let's tell this whole story.
Well, okay, I wanted to do SoulCycle, but
it was far. The time didn't really work out. The weather was supposed to be nice. We didn't want to waste it all in the car and stuff. So Orange Theory was right down the road.
We apparently were supposed to get there a half hour early.
No one told us.
I was not aware.
So we got there like 15-ish.
Yeah, at least 15 minutes early. And they weren't letting anybody in the gym. So I was like, oh, okay, like, we'll wait outside with everyone. And they almost turned us away and didn't let us go in. But then we went in and it was fine. Like, it was, the class was like pretty self-explanatory, but the trainer was great.
Awesome. He was a Top Gun alum. He was like, I don't even know what team he was on, but he was like, I have three rings. Like, what, like, you're a cheerleader too? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I have three rings. So that was a good start to the class. I automatically just felt a lot more comfortable. I do like that it's less, we'll see. Okay. I like it, but I don't like it. SoulCycle is very intense, in your face. Like, you cannot really slow down and take a break because they want to keep pushing you and, like, inspiring you to do more. I do enjoy that Orange Theory is more on your pace, but at the same time, like, I probably could have gotten a better workout in than I was giving myself because it was so easygoing. But I will say, thank the Lord that we started on the treadmill, because I don't think I would have survived if I did it the other way around.
Absolutely not. No way. So it was something new. I'm glad we tried it. I will go into what I'm currently loving as far as workouts, because I think I finally found a workout that not only do I love, because I love spinning, but sometimes I feel like it's not pushing me enough, like, right, a not full body, getting stronger. Like, that's something that I definitely want to keep doing because I enjoy it, and, like, it definitely keeps me fit, but I finally found a workout that I am loving. So I'll get to that because it's more recent. It's new for this week. But over the break, we tried Orange Theory. We did a lot of 12-3-30. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of ordering things on delivery apps and having them take 2 hours to get there.
Oh, my God. We had the smoothie bowl because right after 12-3-30, we're like, let's treat ourselves. A smoothie bowl sounds so good. And so we ordered it because Lexi had, like, Grubhub points or something. So she had free delivery, I think. I don't know what the story was. But it was from a place that I've never had before, that you could customize anything. So we were very excited. It sounded so good. It took so long
over an
to
get hour
delivered. I ordered it with plenty of time, and it came literally 5 minutes before I had to leave for the gym. So I had to scarf it down. It was also $13 for, I don't even know, like, a cup.
It was, like, so, it was small.
So small. It was great. It was so good. But, oh my God, it took forever. It was so much money for the amount you got.
We vlogged all this, too. So if you guys want visuals, feel free to head over to that. But, okay, so I guess I can talk about Naples a little bit. So Sean and I, on 4th of July weekend, drove over to Naples because that is somewhere that I'm applying to residencies. And he said he loved it when him and Gabby went to check it out. So we were like, let's go there for 4th of July weekend just for something fun to do. And guys, I loved the Naples area. First of all, I have never been a person that loves the beach. Never. I've always been a pool person. I think the beach, like, I don't like the sand. I think it's so much work. I would go to Naples Beach every single day. The water was so warm. It was like bath water. So you could actually go in the water and go swimming. The beach itself was just nice. It wasn't like it was hard to get to. There was free parking. It wasn't like, and it was a 4th of July weekend. So even then, it wasn't crazy busy. Like, I loved it. I could totally see us living there at some point. It's only 2 hours just from Gabby.
A lot more family oriented than obviously Miami.
It's more suburban. It's more neighborhoody. Everything is closer. I just am not a fan of where Gabby lives. It's just that's where she lives, but because of the gym.
Yeah, like,
but it's just,
I'm not even the biggest fan.
It's just hard to get to everything. Everything is a drive. So just exploring areas and possibilities. I am in the process. I'm ready to submit my residency applications. I'm waiting on one letter of recommendation, and then I have to shell out $800 and apply. But I am ready to go. I finally put everything into the system, so I just have to literally hit apply as soon as that letter comes in, which is scary. But I won't be really hearing about interviews until September at the earliest. So we still have some time. I cannot believe it's already almost the end of July. Like, I do not know where the summer went.
I don't either.
I like am blown away at how fast the summer is going. Like, in a way it's good because Sean comes home soon, but in another way I'm like, wait, it's about to get cold here again and I am not ready for that. Granted, I mean, it's only July. I'm being dramatic. It's not going to get cold that soon, but... It
could potentially be your last winter here, right?
It could potentially be my last winter here, yes. Which I want to get better at, like, living in the moment and, like, not rushing to the next goal. That's what I'm talking to my therapist about in therapy right now. I'm back in therapy, everyone. Thank you. So, yeah. Just not taking things for granted because who knows where we're going to be next year. That's... This time next year... I will be either in residency or working at this point. So,
and most likely not in Buffalo.
Right.
Not even up north, possibly. Like,
yeah. So many things are changing.
Completely different. So,
yeah, that was that. I fell in love with Naples. And now I don't know where I'm going to be. So, just exploring new possibilities. Very exciting. I spend all of my time on Zillow looking at houses and apartments in different areas of the country. Wasting time because we're not moving for a year, so
you can look for a house for me.
I try, and then you always tell me it's too far away from the gym.
Well, no, and the market sucks right now. Everyone's telling me I shouldn't look for houses because everything is expensive. Selling way above market price, so it's not a good one. It's like not a good time to buy houses, but I just hate throwing away money to the apartment. Grr.
Oh, that was interesting. Okay. It's been really rainy, I feel like, everywhere. Like,
so,
all yeah. I've
so
done
obviously
is...
So I flew home with Lexi and I am
and Cloud, which let's talk about the plane ride.
Well,
home,
I am out of my apartment for an entire month. I am such a homebody and I feel like I'm going to start going crazy soon. So
Sean's there by himself
for an entire month. He has the apartment to himself. He's basically living alone for the first time. Has he ever lived alone? He lived with roommates before you.
No, he's lived alone. Oh. Though,
but him
not
and his buddies from school, yeah. So yes, I flew home on Lexi's flight. We flew home with Cloud. And if you're an airline, a stewardess, might I add, whatever the heck they are, flight attendants, I don't know what the difference is. Here's my thought that you should talk to whoever's in charge. Everyone around me was obsessed with Cloud. The lady behind me was feeding Cloud, might I add, without getting my permission, which was a little weird, but also weird. It kept him quiet. So whatever. The dog carriers may be a good idea from the outside looking in. If I was a dog, I would not want to be shoved under a seat. My dog doesn't bark, luckily, but he does this thing called, like, talking, and he expresses his feelings with his noises.
That
is what it sounds like, and he was not happy to be in a carrier. So he's doing that, and then I would have the carrier on my lap and just have his head, like, poking out when we were in the air, when you can do everything else on the flight. And the one lady would just come by and be like, you need to zip him up. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. He's going to be louder and more disruptive to all your passengers when if I have his head out, literally everyone around me is trying to pet him and talk to him. And, like, no one else has a problem with it. All the flight attendants are coming up and down the aisle. No one's saying a word. They're all, like, smiling at him, telling him how cute he is. And, like, he's fine. He's quiet when he's on my lap. And then they would yell at me to put him away, and I would obviously do it because I'm going to follow the rules. Like, I don't want to cause any problems. Obviously, they can't shove me out of the plane when we're in midair.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
But then he's, like, more disruptive. Not that it's loud. Again, he doesn't bark. It really wasn't terrible. He just makes noises, and, like, I just felt bad for everyone around me and for him. So that was that. The first half of the flight he was sitting on, or no, the first flight, oh my God, that was the issue.
We had connecting flights.
But for the first time ever, it was one of those where you don't get off the plane.
A lot of us didn't get off the plane. I didn't realize there were that many people. So it was a connecting flight in Myrtle Beach. Was it early in the morning? Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah, the flight
was pretty early in the morning. And so we were like, oh, maybe we can sleep.
So the first flight, we had the whole open seat.
Which was really nice.
So, like, for a majority of that flight, Cloud just sat on the seat.
I think the first flight was way easier than the second flight.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, they didn't yell at us. So he was literally just sitting up there. He was chewing his bone.
It was a very
he
empty
was
flight,
with
actually,
us.
The first one. And then the second one, the whole plane filled up.
Yes.
So that was a little stressful. We had somebody sitting with us. So it was like we couldn't stretch out. And Cloud was just not having it at that point. And then we were like, is it more disruptive if we take him off the plane and walk him around? Or is it better to just leave him on the plane and, like, try to get through it? So Gabby ran off, tried to get us food. Of course, we're at the one exit that had nothing.
I spent $30 on cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers. Which was good because we could give them to Cloud, but eventually he was like, I don't want these crackers, just get me out of this dog carrier. Yeah. So that was a little bit frustrating. Luckily, everybody around us was super nice.
Yeah, they all loved him.
They, like, they wanted to play with him, but they just made us, like, keep him in the bag. So it was just, like, a stressful situation. And I'm like, yeah, everyone, this is why you're not ready to have children.
No, but I am ready to have children. No. It's so much easier than a dog. Because they let you hold, they treat children like human, and you can actually hold your child.
Yes, but it's a screaming baby versus a dog that's just going,
but everyone always asks how I travel with him. He is registered emotional support. We just pay the pet fee, and it's literally so easy. I have TSA pre-check, so I just walk him through the metal detector with me.
I have TSA pre-check too, and they didn't let it work for me, so I had to go through the regular line. It was a
pain. She was so mad.
I was so mad.
You have to, like, make sure it's on every single boarding pass, which is kind of BS. It should, like, automatically be applied. And the lady was like, "Well, sometimes you just don't get it." And it's like, "Well, like, no, that's not how it works." Why did I pay the money
to do that then? Ay, ay, ay.
So I made it home. We spent a day or so in Buffalo. We had, like, somehow it lined up that we had two family parties to go to. And it was a very social day. But we got to kind of see everyone here and all the family in Buffalo. So that was nice while I was home. Then I spent 2 weeks in Erie, which was crazy. I feel like I haven't been home literally since Christmas, which was, like, 7 months. Yeah, which is insane. It's been
a crazy time.
But while I was home, just honestly hanging out with the family, not doing too much. Like she said, the weather has sucked.
It's been raining so much. It has been
terrible. So I was obviously excited to just come home and be with my family and, like, do stuff. Obviously, it's, the weather's not as nice as Florida, but the Florida weather in the summer, like, the sun is just brutal, and it's not the best time to lay out because it's just too hot.
My problem is the Florida rain. And well, it that too. Every freaking day. But I was
excited for it to be sunny here, and you can just literally lay out at the pool all day, and, like, nothing bothers you because the sun's not that intense here. And I couldn't get that. And also, Mom and Paul just got a boat, so they've been on it a ton, and I was so excited to go on that. And then here we go, and it rains every day again. So it was nice to kind of get, like, a pause on life, though, and just kind of settle down and really not have much to do. Got caught up on some shows. And, yeah, just hung out with family. I haven't been home in so long.
Big Brother started. I'm still behind on that. The new Gossip Girl reboot started. Outer Banks is coming out soon. It's a great time for TV.
It really is.
I will tell you that. We will do a whole, maybe, episode on TV, books, things that, like, we've been loving. Culture, because just, like, I feel like so much is coming out. Like, because everything that was filmed in the pandemic is now coming out. So,
except not Stranger Things. When the heck is that coming out?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Quiet Place 2, Sean and I watched that over my break. That was so good. Have you seen Quiet Place 1?
Yes, I watched it with you.
You need to watch the second one because maybe we'll watch it tonight. You want to watch it tonight?
I don't know. We got a lot of work to do.
No.
Okay. I'd rather watch Gossip Girl.
Okay, true. Fair. Yeah, so I've just been back to the swing of things at school, trying to figure out exactly what residencies I want to apply to, and I have been getting fit and fabulous. Okay, I found a new workout that is, it's not new, but it's new to me, F45. So there's one area opening to near my house, and they reached out and they were like, we'd love to work with you on social media if you want to come try the classes. And the first class, I'm not kidding you, I thought I was dying. Like, not an exaggeration. I had to come home.
6:30 a.m.
Which I didn't mind the 6:30 a.m. second class that I did. It was the first one on Monday morning. I came home and took my ice roller and just put it on my face to make sure I was still alive. Like, I'm not kidding you. It was a cardio day. I don't know if I will ever go to a cardio class again. It was just so much. I thought I was going to throw up blood. I know I'm dramatic, but, like, that was a lot. And so then I did the strength day on yesterday, actually, and I loved it. Still so hard. I'm still so sore, but it was exactly what I needed in a workout. 45 minutes. I even loved doing it in the morning. I woke up early, went to the workout, came home, showered. So,
like, what are the structures of those classes? How does it work?
Okay. So it's 45 minutes. And everybody's at different stations. So it's kind of like IROC, which is a gym in Erie where we're from, except it's more...
Is that how CrossFit works?
Kind of, but it's more like... So it's like 60 seconds on, 30 seconds off, and you, like, switch stations, but it's more like actual workouts that I would do if I was in a gym, like, doing strength training. But they have them on the screen, so you can just watch them and move, and it goes so quick, and it works everything, like butt, legs, arms, abs... And
lips, heels.
Yeah. I just loved it. And I know it's not new. Everybody in the world freaking goes to F45, but it was great. And I've been trying to eat healthier. So I will keep you guys updated on my fitness journey.
Well, that's how obviously I'm home and Justin is also like gone while I'm gone. And we both said that like when we get back and settled, we're gonna, I truly enjoy 12-3-30 because obviously I don't need something like super intense because I do still have cheerleading that keeps me in shape. But I love waking up and just getting the day started with something like that. That's not like super intense. That's going to put me into like cardiac arrest for the rest of the day. But something that just gets my day started with a little bit of physical activity and just kind of gives me a little boost of energy in the morning. So I think we're going to do that. He canceled his other gym membership and I think he's just going to start working out at the apartment gym with me. So we just both get up and go do that in the morning and like come back and just start the day. I am very excited for that. So stay tuned on the podcast. I'll give you life updates when that happens on the YouTube channel. Maybe I'll actually have some content to vlog because my life, I feel like, and I feel like you guys could also see this. This is something that we also wanted to change with the podcast. Our weekly scoop segments were terrible.
Yeah, we were just repeating. I mean, granted, to be fair, my weeks were terrible for that. Like, I was doing the same thing over and over and over again. But, and now I just feel like there's so much more opportunity for us to just like try new things so that we can talk about them on the podcast. Like it almost pushes us to like live right. More exciting weeks, if that makes sense.
So yes, hopefully that will roll over into the podcast. You guys will hear more about everything that we've been up to, but I'm very excited to get back and just kind of have a reset on life. I'm very excited that when it comes to like everything, Justin is very much the same type of person as me. And honestly, he's just the best. He's so just not like does whatever I say, but like if there's something that I want to try, like he's very supportive on everything. It just is so down to like do it with me. So that makes me super inspired and just excited for content too. He loves making content. Like he is just a big fan of everything. So I'm sure he will be the second most active guest. Obviously the first one is always Sean because he's in
and my mom.
Every single episode. Yes. So I'm sure Justin will be on as well. So you guys will get to know him better, but I'm just very excited for that part of life and just kind of live more in the moment, just live more for now and not so focused on the future and just try new things. And like
try new things is big. I feel like whether it's restaurants or just like activities, like,
and just I live in Florida and I feel like I hardly ever go to the beach. I hardly ever take it in. Like you guys know I wanted to move to the beach this year.
I hardly do anything, but that's because there is nothing to do here.
Yeah, so hopefully now that I have a boyfriend and just someone to do things with, we'll actually take advantage of it and really try to take it all in. So that is that. And then another update is we were home and we were like, oh my God, Sean's away. Lexi's home alone. They have the same birthday.
First birthday in four birthdays that we are not with each other. And if you guys don't know, we have the same birthday. And
July 14th.
Normally we're either on a trip or even last year when it was COVID like heavy.
You were at least with
we
each
at least
other.
Went to dinner on like a rooftop. Yeah. And this year we weren't and we both had school. It was a Wednesday. So Gabby and my mom, which I need some feedback on this because everybody I ask is like, no, that's terrifying. Like that, like if I was home alone, this would terrify me. So why don't you tell them how this idea came about?
So mom was like, I'm not letting her be alone on her birthday. So
that is not terrible. That is great.
She said that Lexi knew that we were going to come up for lunch. She was like, why would you just come up for lunch?
Like, it's a Wednesday. Like I felt bad. I knew I had to be at school. So like, I almost felt guilty that they were coming up just for lunch.
But mom was like, we're going to leave Erie at like 10 p.m. and we're going to go surprise her at midnight. Even if she's already asleep, like that way we'll just be there. We'll be there in the morning. Mom can get, she's wanted to like help clean up her apartment, decorate it for her birthday, and then we'll be there for lunch.
But imagine me laying in bed, locking all the doors with my two pets, being home alone, and I hear somebody coming in at midnight in my house when I go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Well, that is why we started singing happy birthday the second we opened the door. So that way you wouldn't be like, oh my God, someone's coming in.
Right.
One, we also had to call Sean and ask if he had any weapons hidden that we should be aware of. And I think Sean might have spoiled the secret a little bit.
He just had to clue me in a little bit because he knows me and he knows I would have had an actual panic attack. Like, potentially called 911. Because it was the middle of the night for me.
But we started singing happy birthday right away, so you knew it was us. That's
right.
Why
and that's why
we
I
wanted to do
just
that.
Kept
so it's not like we just tried to break in and then stayed quiet until we were like up in her room.
No, like, and I kind of just kept sleeping.
Yeah, we got through the whole happy birthday song twice, and she was still up there with her eyes closed, asleep.
You guys know I hate being woken up.
Like, at least be like, oh, hi, give us a hug and be like, thank you for coming. Like, I'll see you in the morning. That's all we wanted. Instead, she has an attitude. She goes, why are the lights on and why are you here?
I was stressed out and confused and I felt bad, okay?
So then she wakes up. She panics. She goes to the guest room, starts taking the clothes off the bed. I was not ready for you to come. Has such an attitude.
I'm so type A, you guys. I was not prepared at midnight to make my guest room available for her.
We were just trying to not have you be alone on your birthday. We were trying to be here with you.
It was still the day before in my eyes. It was not my birthday.
Like, yet. I could have easily just cleaned off the guest room bed and just went to bed and you didn't have to worry about it.
Would have stressed me out. I wouldn't have known where that stuff was and it was in piles. God. But I truly don't know how I feel about being 25. Like,
crazy. You're a quarter old.
Great. A quarter of my life is gone. BRB while I go cry because I'm stressed out.
You've had about like 5 quarter life crises already though.
Right. So this is nothing new. I've been having quarter life crises since I turned 8. But I... Crises.
I know, that word's weird.
I don't feel 25. Like, it's so funny because I was like...
When mom was your age, she was literally having me.
Like, I'm sorry, what? No. I can't even decide what I want for dinner most days, much less have a child. But... It is crazy because this is the age where I graduate dental school. I always said, like, when I'm 25, I'll be graduating dental school. So, like, finally, that time has come.
Thank God. Well, finally.
It's not till next May. But wait,
you're at least that age.
I have a countdown in my phone. I think I have, like, a pregnancy left of school. 9 months and 12 days. So, ooh. I pretty much have a pregnancy left of dental school. And I will not have a break again until December. So, I don't want to talk about it.
Hopefully, it'll go by fast. And then it's over. Over. For
yeah.
Good.
And... Then I have to figure out what I'm doing with my life. So I'm sure you guys will be the first people that I update with that. So stay tuned. But yeah, they surprised me on my birthday. I didn't even watch the vlog. Did that turn out funny?
It didn't go up yet.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh.
It wasn't very funny because he gave us nothing.
Because it was the middle of the night.
It ended up being like a good enough vlog though. Yeah. A short, so like 12 minutes.
That's been that. Honestly, a lot of trips back and forth to Erie. And then Justin came to visit.
Which we will get into that in the next episode. I think that is pretty much the life updates for this one. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm like kind of nervous. I'm excited to release the podcast, but like I'm a little nervous because what if you guys like hate it?
I will say I feel like this one just like conveys a better message already. Everyone would look at chicken noodle scoop. Half the people would call it chicken noodle soup.
I was getting made fun of, which I don't care about because I get made fun of about everything. But it's just like...
Yeah, I just was kind of checked out a while ago.
And it's very hard to do this as a one-man show. So welcome back to the team.
So yes, I'm very excited that I'm like inspired again. I truly love where this podcast is heading.
You guys need to push Gabby to start actually posting stories so she's more engaged in the podcast Instagram.
And I think I will now. I was truly just so checked out. I just didn't like the name. I didn't like the... I just felt like it was going nowhere. Like, well, it wasn't what I wanted.
Sis, you could have told me months ago then.
Like, I just didn't know where, like, we didn't have time. I don't think we could have brainstormed names not being together at all. Like, no. That would have not happened. So, luckily we got it all figured out now, girlfriend.
I need to drink some water. My throat hurts. We've been talking for literally a straight 45 minutes. Like, we have not stopped.
So, hopefully we didn't ramble too much. Welcome back to the podcast every week. They come out on Mondays. Again, follow us on Instagram. We don't know the Instagram yet, so I can't shout that out. We're going to be making it, so you guys would obviously know.
It's the same Instagram, but we're going to be changing the handle is what she's saying. So
duh.
We will keep you guys updated, but go follow. Well, I was going to say chickennoodle_scoop because that's what it is right now. But
it won't be.
We're changing it. So go follow us over there. We're going to be way more active. And we're just so excited for this new chapter of the podcast and for it to grow.
Can't wait. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of Outgoing
Without Going Out.
Bye.